Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." Do you know God's voice today? Are you hearing him today? Listen to the program today, and I'm sure it's going to tune your spiritual faculties. Here's Graham Cook.
One of my favorite stories actually started way back. When I first started doing schools of prophecy. Probably in the UK then, there'd never been any kind of real formalized training, not for decades probably. So it's quite a new phenomena. Now, most people just thought, well, if you're prophetic, you just hear from God. That doesn't need to be trained, you just need to be sensitive. So we were doing something quite new, something that was quite groundbreaking, and it attracted a lot of criticism. And there were three guys in particular who felt it was necessary to actually discredit the whole process of schools of prophecy. So they did that by, they used to come to every event, and they would look for anything they could, to criticize, to be negative about, to be cynical about. And they even had this kind of like newsletter, which they put out, about me and about any. They would challenge everything in Scripture, which I wasn't. I was quite happy about that. But they would often get personal about things. They would have a newsletter. They would take it upon themselves to find out where I was going to be next with the school. And they would go there weeks beforehand, visit every church in the area, and tell everybody, don't let this guy come. He's a demoniac. He's not walking in the Spirit. This guy is like a deceiver, and all that kinds of stuff, And there were three of them. And my personal assistant, Carol, and I, we used to call them the Three Stooges. And it was really tough because, as I say, they'd go beforehand. When I went to the event itself, they'd be outside with placards with my photograph on, and words saying, this man is a deceiver, don't let him pray for you, and so on. And their ministry was to warn people about me and everything. But they would actually book in to every event and pay their fees, school fees. So they would put their placards at the back of the hall and come and sit right in the front row, right underneath the podium. And they sat there like the Brothers Grimm, Brand new notebook, three shiny pencils, taking notes about everything. Then there will be another newsletter about, everything and so on. And of course, month in, month out, for like several years, they were booking into every single event. And this really started to grate on me. And I was praying, Lord, please help me. In fact, to be truthful, I was praying, dear Lord, please kill them and make it slow. We didn't answer that prayer, so I modified it to maiming. Could you not just damage their writing hand or something? But he didn't answer that prayer either. So, but one night I had this dream. Now, I have actually lots of dreams. God interacts a lot with me in dream form. And most of my dreams start off in the same way, that we're in the throne room, God sat on his throne, and I'm sat on the right arm of his throne with my legs over his lap, and my left arm around his shoulder, and our heads are together, and we're talking. So this particular dream, there we are, throne room, sat on, legs over his lap, heads together, and the Father says to me, Graham, would you like to see something? And I say, yeah, sure. So he just gave this command, and one of the angels wheeled in this huge block of marble. It's about 6 feet tall, about 5 feet wide, about 4 feet deep. And the Father looks at it, he looks at me and he says, what do you think of that? And I said, Father, it's absolutely beautiful. And he said, yeah, I like it too. Would you like to see something else? And I said, yeah, sure. So he just spoke to his left, and Jesus came into view, and he dug his finger into the marble and starts to trace the outline of this figure. And then when he stopped and he turned round and he smiled at me and just walked away. And the Father said to me, "What do you think about that?" And I said, "It looks really interesting. What is it?" And the Father said, "Graham, would you like to see it made?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So he gave this command, and three pairs of hands with hammer and chisel began to come and just began to sculpt this figure. And the Father said to me, "You know, Graham, they will work a lot harder if you encourage them. So how about just encouraging them, blessing them?" So I began, you know, typically British, "Well, chaps, all power to your elbow," and all that kind of stuff. And the Lord says, "Now, Graham, you have to really get into the spirit of it. These guys are making something. It's going to be glorious. I want you to really encourage them." So I start shouting, "Bless you, strength, power, you know, zeal, energy," and all that kind of stuff. And the whole thing moves on until eventually I'm standing on the arm of God's throne with my left hand on top of his head for balance. And I'm shouting away, "Bless you, strength, power, energy, go for it, guys." And the whole of light heaven seems in pandemonium. And there are angels laughing, there's cheering, there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's one angel in particular who's lying on the floor, killing himself laughing. He's like, his hands and his feet and his wings are flapping like anything. And he's screaming with laughter. And the whole thing is going on until eventually it's finished. And I sink down in the dream back to my original position. And the Father says to me, "So, what do you think about that?" And I looked at it and I started to cry in the dream. I said, "Father, it's absolutely astonishing. It is so beautiful." And he grinned and he said, "Yeah, do you know what it is?" And I said, "I have no idea." He said, "That's you. That's how I see you. That's what I'm making you into." And I started to cry. And he said to me, "Son, would you like to thank the sculptors?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And out from behind the sculptor jumped the three stooges. And I looked at them and I remember going, "Ah!" And I woke up going, "Ah!" And my wife like jumped 12 feet in the bed. She opens her eyes, flicks the light on and says, "What? What?" And I said, "Heather, stooges, heaven, I understand. I know what the stooges are for." And she looked at me and she said, "You are so weird." I said, "Yeah, I know, but I know what the stooges are for." And now I'm praying. My whole personality, the whole thing about these guys has changed. Now I understand that God has actually sent these guys to actually make me, to help me become the kind of person I should be. So now I'm praying, "Please, Lord, let them be there." I went into the office a few days later and Carol says, "Oh, the stooges have just booked in." And I'm going, "Yes, thank God." And so I remember driving down to the event, just praying for these guys. And I drove past the front of the event rather than driving around the back. And they're outside with their placards, you know, marching up and down. And I look at them and I feel this rush of affection for them. It's like, my boys, there they are. And I remember going into the hall and doing a few things and going into the main auditorium. And the three guys have sat there on the front row looking like the Brothers Grimm. Brand new notebook, fresh roll of pencils, you know. And I kind of like bounced up to them and I just said, "So, how are you doing? It's great to see you guys here. Thank you so much for coming to every event. I really appreciate it because my heart towards them has totally changed." So I'm saying, "Well, have you had a long journey? Can I get you a cup of tea or a biscuit or something?" And you can see them sitting there almost thinking he's on drugs or something. And they kind of like stayed around for the next year or so, doing the same things they'd always done. But my heart totally changed. And from that point on, I began to see the role that even opposition could have in actually blessing my life and shaping me to be the man that I'm supposed to be in Christ. And the guys only like stuck around for another year, 18 months, and then they just disappeared off the scene. And I've never seen them since. But it totally changed my heart in terms of how I view people particularly opposition, particularly those people who want to persecute me, how I can view that in terms of, you know, God allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. I began to see that God uses all kinds of things to shape me into being the man of God that he wants me to be. So that was brilliant for me.
That was wonderful.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is globalairforce.net. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or a special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
I will follow.